Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Years later, after the people of Lut were struck by the great heavenly calamity and all had perished, people built a city near it called Madian. The city of Madian was located on the main highway crossing of several cities and was a friendly city that caravans would stop at before proceeding on their journey. The city was full of shops and inns, with scales small and large, they weighed goods and counted money. Everybody wanted to make more money, so they began to cheat their customers. Some had excellent fruit as an example, but when they tried to sell it, they would secretly add bad fruit in the bag. Another bad habit of the city's businessmen was that the other sellers' goods were considered inferior, and their own goods were superior. In the city, a man of integrity lived by the name of Shuaib. He was known for his honesty and integrity. Shuaib was a farmer. He used to go to town every day, and when he saw these ugly deeds and vicious deals, he told them that their work was not right, and God was watching over everything. Many years later, God chose Shuaib as a prophet. One day, when several large convoys were unloading in the main square of the city, and everyone was busy trying to buy the goods, Prophet Shuaib took the time and stood on a high scaffolding and shouted, "Do not bring shame to the city of Madian. How long do you want to eat forbidden bread? How long are you going to cheat your customers? Don't you know that God sees all your work?" He then went on to say, "When you are buying and selling, check the weight of your products." His words caused strangers to abandon the deals and they demanded their money back. Some of the businessmen were outraged and ordered their employees to throw the big scaffolding down and bring down Prophet Shuaib. They brought down Prophet Shuaib and removed him from the square. Then one of the people went up on the scaffold and shouted, "Shuaib is crazy, don't listen to him." The next day, the same people went out of town and found Prophet Shuaib. Prophet Shuaib was handling his flock of sheep. One of them asked, "Shuaib, what do you want? Who are you and why do you interfere with our dealings with others?" Prophet Shuaib smiled and said, "I am a prophet of God. I have an order from God to tell you that you must stop the money laundering and fraud. Otherwise, God will send a punishment for you all." Prophet Shuaib's words were so strong that they remained silent for a while. But a moment later, one of the businessmen laughed and said, "We are a prophet now. See, anybody can be a prophet." Prophet Shuaib turned to them and looked into their eyes and then said, "I see the day when you will run away to save yourself from the sky, but you will have nowhere to go. So repent early and stop worshipping money. Avoid fraud and money laundering. Know that God is everywhere." One of them, who was frightened, said stutteringly, "Look, Shuaib, don't scare us. Get your work done and leave us alone." Another dared to say, "Yes, Shuaib, tell God to send his retribution. We are ready." Prophet Shuaib said, "God have mercy on you." One of them moved his horse back and forth in front of Prophet Shuaib's foot. He raised his horse's hoof several times to frighten him. Prophet Shuaib moved a little, but he was not afraid. "Be careful, Shuaib," he said. "If you interfere with our affairs again, you will be killed." Days passed. Prophet Shuaib spent most of his time among ordinary people and smaller businessmen. He would guide them to righteousness and purity, but only a few would care. One day, when several large convoys had unloaded in the town square, Prophet Shuaib climbed the scaffold and said, "Listen, people, the disaster is near. Repent and stop cheating." Strangers, merchants, and caravans stopped trading and went to the scaffolding. The same businessmen who threatened him hauled their staff. Employees and servants shook the scaffolding until they lowered Prophet Shuaib. Prophet Shuaib still exhorted the customers. The businessmen made noise and distracted people from his words. Prophet Shuaib left the square. Those few merchants told their men to kill him. Prophet Shuaib noticed them coming behind him and started running. When the Prophet reached the alley behind the city streets, he was surrounded by a dead end. They had prepared stones to stone the Prophet. They were just waiting for the order. When the merchants arrived, one of them said, "You see, Shuaib, this is called heaven. Now if you order, you will be stoned to death. Then we'll bury you here." Prophet Shuaib said, "You know that the people of Lot live nearby. You must have heard what happened to them. Know that your doom is worse than the calamity that came upon the people of Lot. So repent as soon as possible." Then they said, "We're freeing you, but know that next time we'll kill you." Days passed, but the merchants did not give up their deceit. They also found more ways to deceive. Prophet Shoaib did not give up on the guidance of the people, but the evil merchants did not listen to the prophet. Finally, the promised day came. One day, when all the people were trading, suddenly, there was a sound like thunder in the sky. Everyone stopped trading. Prophet Shoaib ran to the crowd and shouted, "Punishment is coming! Repent! Prostrate before God!" But everyone laughed and made fun of him. Again, a strange sound rang in the sky, but this time it was much more terrifying. When the rays of heavenly light fell to the ground, everything collapsed. The sound was so terrible that many were startled by fear. The horror swept across the city. Many businessmen left their goods and left the city. The next day, everything calmed down. People thought that was it, but there was intense heat. The heat quickly dried up the river. The water tanks became steam, and the water was gone. Many people died of thirst, but the rich kept themselves alive. A few days later, a big cloud was found in the middle of the sky in the city square. They were all overwhelmed by the heat and thirst under the shadow of the cloud, when a terrible thunderstorm from the clouds hit the infidels, killing them all at once. Thus, the disaster claimed the lives of the people of Madian and rendered them worthy of their deeds. Prophet Shoaib and some of his companions were rescued and left Madian.